Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome inside hour two of the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo!
Remember, it's a live drop Friday night. Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should
hobo
be.
Hobo live on the main stage, baby.
Hobo live.
That's fantastic.
On the main stage. Mike Harmon! Oh, yeah, look at the quads on that guy. Look at the quads on that guy.
And look at it, he's about to sing you a song.
Oh, no.
And yeah, TJ, right. Mike Harmon will definitely sing you to sleep after the lovin', TJ.
Well, the opportunity may present itself. I'm certainly not going to look away from it. I certainly wouldn't be in a fighting mood, say, like a Mo Bamba.
Sing me to sleep, Mike Harmon. Okay, but don't sing anything.
Because if I close my eyes forever.
Okay. I love that Lita and Ozzy song. Right until
when all remained the same.
Right until you started singing it. Now I never want to hear it again.
Oh, but I did it well.
I hope they're all dead.
Close your eyes. Close your look, one of the biggest stories of the week has been Tony Romo and the fact that, wow, what kind of analyst has he become? Following the AFC Championship game, he had drama about, you know, what word he may or may not have been trying to say during a big play, but mainly it's been about how bad of an analyst he's become. And look, we have a lot of fun here. I can't wait to do my Tony Romo impression for Jason Cole coming up in a few minutes. He's going to love that one. Jim, guys are doing impressions to me, Jim. It's pretty cool, Jim. They sound just like me, except they actually sound like they know more about football than I do, Jim. Jim, can you believe that, Jim?
They always used to say that it was, you knew you made it when they did a parody and representation of you on Saturday Night Live. Now it's Sports Talk Radio decides to mimic your vocal cadence and do, parody you on a whole other level.
But look, but here's where we can give you some info, pass it on as your own, and we'll tell you exactly why Tony Romo has gone from the next great thing to someone who knows what kind of job he's even going to have, right? Because the last 24 hours, New York Post had a report that CBS and many executives had interventions with Romo over the course of the season. They would travel to his home in Dallas and talk to him about, hey, being a better analyst and doing things a little bit differently. And according to reports, the meetings all went well, but, you know, it didn't really change. Romo was still kind of doing, Jim. He was still doing that, and it didn't really work.
Sounds like the scene where they have all the in Fred Claus, where it's all the brothers of famous people.
Oh no! By the way, just an aside. Zoe loves it when I come into the studio to do the show because, Dad, you do that impression all the time, and I keep hearing Jim through the walls. I keep hearing it all. Every time I hear the name Jim, I think of you going Jim.
I'm just going to leave that one right there.
Jim. She goes, I went to gym the other day, and people, I was thinking of you going, Jim. But look, the intervention that they've had, he did an interview, and he talked about his situation. He talked about how that, you know, he tries to throw stuff up against the wall, a lot of trial and error, right? So these couple of things are really big to know. CBS's intervention and Romo's interview this week when he talked about his career, and he said, hey, a lot of things I do are trial and error. I try to throw stuff out there and see what works and see what sticks. Like his big Michael Jordan story that seemed forced that he threw into the broadcast on Sunday, right?
He likes talking about all-time greats.
He does.
And
he does.
Every week, it's in his who's my instead of word of the day toilet paper, it's hero of the week.
Jim, you know who's really good? Cameron Jordan. Hey, speaking of Jordan, right? Not Jordan Cameron, but speaking of Jordan, right? Michael, I got the story for you, Jim. Right? And he's been such a big topic of conversation because...
You got a Jordan Cameron.
I did. I got... And Cameron. I got them both in there. That's pretty cool. Remember once upon a time when Jordan Cameron was like a fantasy tight end you really wanted?
What about Cam Cameron?
Nobody wants... If he went 1-15 with the Dolphins, nobody wants Cam Cameron. Nobody does. More people want Cam Newton than Cam Cameron, so there is that. And not anybody wants Cam Newton. But anyway, so what's happened to Tony Romo, right? First couple of years when he did his announcing thing, he was predicting plays. He was a superstar. He was something we had never seen before. It was awesome. Why has he turned into a guy that just sounds like he won a contest to get on the air and he just is it seems like he's going to keel over at any second? Right? I heard Colin Cowherd talk about this earlier today, and he said, you know, he blamed golf. Like, Romo's a big golfer. He goes all in on golf. And, you know, honestly, Romo's always been a golfer. I mean, even when he was playing football, so I don't think that really washes. He's always been a golfer. He was a golfer when he played football. But what it
he
is...
He was trying to make cuts and make tournaments then. He was
he's always been
with
doing
the Cowboys
that.
Over opportunities to do that then.
Yeah, so I don't think the golf thing is accurate as much as it is that... And this happens in a lot of different aspects of work, is that when you come out of the gate with something and you're fantastic at it, when you have a lot of success out of the gate, your propensity to work hard decreases. So Romo comes out of the gate and he's predicting plays, and that's the big thing. Why? Because he's played quarterback in the NFL for 15 years. When he sees a formation, he kind of knows what's happening. No one's ever done that before, and that's what cut through with him. Okay, great. And he gets this level of fame and CBS pays him. Why would you work hard? You just kind of showed up, just did stuff off the cuff, and it worked. So why would you need to work hard when this is such a great thing? So now he's been coasting. He's been coasting on that for a while because he got paid. CBS is paying him a lot of money. Why would you work hard? You get lazy, and that's what happens when you have success at something right away. You just don't buy into the work hard to be able to keep it going, right? He likes doing it, but it's just a job for him because obviously, yeah, he does have other things going on, and if it wasn't just a job, he would do a little bit more for it, right? Like that trial and error comment that he made. Right, about I try stuff trial and error. You've been doing this for 6 years now. You're making a lot of money. Not that there's a salary cap in sports television, but you're making a lot of money. And to say you're still doing things trial and error tells me he's just showing up and throwing it out there and seeing what sticks. There's no, hey, I need to make sure I look at film. I need to be talking to people. I need to do what it takes to be a great analyst. I don't have that drive anymore because I was good at what I did, and I got paid, and now I'm lazy. And what I'm sure the interventions from CBS were, it doesn't matter what they say to him while he's down there. They were just hoping that, hey, dude, the light bulb's got to go on. When we come down to visit you, when executives have to grumble because I got to go down to visit Romo? Why the hell do I got to go visit Tony Romo? Because he sucks and we need him to do better because we're paying him a lot of money. Why do I have to go? Romo's got to understand, oh, man, hey, when they're sending somebody down to talk to me, and it's not just one person, it's another person and another person and another person, that should be all he needs to know that, oh, I got to do something differently. They're just trying to get your attention saying, what's been going on isn't really working. And we have advice. We have things that are going to help you work, but you have to follow this. And the fact that nothing happened, that's exactly what's going on with Romo. He was out there early. He hit it big. He was lightning in a bottle. And there's no reason for him to work hard anymore because I got paid and I'm going to keep this gig. I'm going to keep this money. And I'm going to go out there and just kind of show up and hang out and talk with Jim Nance for 3 hours on every Sunday. That's why Tony Romo is not the guy anymore. That's why people complain about him. And that's why he's not good on the air, because he just doesn't care enough to go out there and make himself better. If he had not had the success early on and he was someone who, hey, you know, Romo's not bad, but you know, the seasoning, he'll be really good. Boy, he's growing into the role. Now he's predicting plays. Would have been a much better career arc for him because he would have understood the work that needs to go in to do it. Guys like Howie Long and Jay Glazer and Jimmy Johnson, I would like that, but specifically, I want Howie and Jay. They need the ones to have the intervention with Tony Romo going, dude, do you know the work we do to stay at the top of what we do? Do you realize the phone calls we have to make and the video we have to watch and things we have to always continue to not reinvent ourselves, but to make sure we're on top of the game? Do you understand the work that goes into this? You can't just show up for, you know, Saturday night, fly into town on Saturday night, do a game Sunday, fly out Sunday night, and then go out and do whatever you want to the next few days. You got to work at this, man, if you want it. So that's kind of that's the event that I think he needs, not from executives at CBS, but from guys that actually know, hey, this is how hard you have to work. Jay Glazer can never say, turn his phone off. How often do you think Tony Romo has his phone off? Probably the entire week. Hey, Tony, I'm unavailable. Call me on Saturday when I'm on the plane, right? I mean, Jay can never, never be without his phone for more than 5 seconds, right? I watch Adam Schefter on TV answer phone calls on the air, which is utterly ridiculous, but it does go to show you that this is the kind of guy, what you need to have to go, I can't miss a phone call, I got to be on top of it. That's the intervention Tony Romo needs. But if he had had that in the beginning and he had to work hard to get to where it is, it would have been better for him.
The floor recognizes Harmon. You have 90 seconds to add on after the filibuster on Tony Romo. Look, he's a guy that you think his NFL career would have informed him of how this stuff works. Undrafted free agent, signs with the Cowboys, goes on to a fantastic career, four-time Pro Bowler, etc. You had to bust your ass to earn that job and to keep it. So that should have been the idea here once you got to the booth. And I think it equates a little to some of the players we've watched in the NFL, specifically Kyler Murray, where everything had always come easy. He was the best athlete in two sports, first-round pick in two sports, top 10 pick in both sports. And at some point, we have all those things that start leaking out about his work habits and what he's willing to change and adjustments and how much he spends time playing video games. I guess this would be Romo's golf analogy, if you want to have that and accept that as part of the analysis, which, again, it's always been that way. But it's the idea that if it has come easy, then suddenly it becomes hard and you don't want to work. So you ride it out as long as they'll let you. Because at this point, Does he care what you think about him if the check's clearing? I mean, he hears it. He can tell you he cares. But if he really did, that started in week one last year. Week two last year. Not the 2022 campaign. So if 2 years later you're still in the same boat, you obviously didn't give a damn enough to change. And if legitimately they had a conga line of people coming and trying to explain to you and get you back in the simulations and rehearsals to try to bridge to a whole other style, you clearly rejected that. So trial and error works if you're going to do an internet YouTube show that you're funding yourself. Someone else is cutting a $16 million check or $20 million or whatever he's getting paid, then you probably need to nod and say, all right, let's get back to work.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Bah!
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Yes, it's live drop Friday night.
Hobo!
Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com.
LeBron James.
Getting set to join us now on the hotline.
All right.
He is a Pro Football Hall of Fame voter. He is pushing to get Darrelle Revis in unanimously. You can find him on Twitter at JasonCole62.
Go Aztecs, dudes. All right.
And check him out on OutKick. J. Cole, what's happening, buddy?
You know, the hottest rumor, this thing about Derek Carr trying to push his way, you know, out of the Raiders. You know, as soon as possible, force that divorce so that the Jets won't have to pay as much to get him. And then they can surround him with better players around him. So that, you know, we're seeing that path playing out right now.
Jets.
You know, the only thing that makes me excited about this, J. Cole, is that when that does happen, I'll need a minute, but then I'll be excited because he'll change to a New York accent in his post-game press conferences. So forget about the Southern accent.
That's the only way he's going to be able to fit in there. Can you imagine Derek Carr against the New York media? Just imagine it.
No. His brother's going to keep taking out 15-minute blocks on NFL Network to defend him.
That's not going to be enough. You could buy the entire nighttime programming of NFL Network, which is probably available for $49.99. 2 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the morning for the Derek Carr infomercial, and it will not save you from the New York media and what they will do to him and his career at that point. Yes.
Hey, where can I get all these great 5-yard passes in one place? Hey, I'm glad you asked. It's Derek Carr.
Let me show you that checkdown pass.
And instead of the names of all the songs.
No one does the circle route the way I do to the running back. Look at this arrow pattern to the fullback. Yeah.
And instead of the names of the songs, it just comes up 2 yards to Jacobs, 4 yards to Waller, 4 yards to Waller, incomplete deep, 4 yards to Waller.
Do you remember him throwing it out of bounds on fourth down? Yeah.
I mean, this is going to happen now, right? I mean, like, he's the first domino that's going to fall because of the February 15th deadline. He's talking to other teams. The Jets are getting him, aren't they? Just tell me if the Jets are getting him I can work on that right now.
It's done already. It's done already.
It's done already.
Put him in green.
You know what?
Carr in green.
What's been funny with it, though, J. Cole, is Smith was trying to go down the Derek Carr route going, and he's not even that good. He's like with Brady, and he's like the second best guy. It's like, yeah, that meant that he was top three in terms of available quarterbacks with Brady still on the market. That shows you where we're at in terms of what you can go into the marketplace and bring to your squad.
My favorite one with Smith is yesterday, the all of the reasons he tried to come up with why Tom Brady was quitting. Like, it has to be this, and it has to be that, because he's just afraid of this. Maybe he's just tired? I don't know. Just 23. He's 46.
You think that's why Howie wanted to go out that kind of year with the divorce and walking away?
I kind of think
that he had a rough year. Just personally, you know, I don't know, playing wise, personally, the whole thing, you know, just a rough year. And he doesn't have to do this anymore. Like, what's he got left to prove? I mean, I will say, this is a legitimate thing that I was told by someone in his family. Let's put it that way. Is the idea of him going to another team was never really in his mindset. If he was going to play, it was going to be with Tampa. Or he was going to quit. And this is what Jeff Darlington said yesterday, and I'd heard the same thing, but it wasn't, you know, like, I don't report anything about Brady at this point in time because you never know. Like, next week he can change his mind, right? And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised because he's a really emotional guy. But the problem with him going to another team, whether it was the Raiders or Jets or whatever you want to call that, is changing the culture is a lot of work, and it's a lot more work and time commitment than he probably wants to do at this point in his life. He was motivated to do it back in 2000 because he wanted to prove something coming off the Patriots. And now it's like, okay, you're a divorced dad and you got to figure out how to make sure that your kids are raised right. That kind of takes a priority over, oh, I've got to go teach these guys how I like them to run, you know, the skinny post. So I get it.
Yeah, but he could have gone to San Francisco and could have said, "Hey, I just get the Debo. All right, but I'll give the ball here. McCaffrey's right here. Come on." I mean, he had options.
Trust me, I'm sure that Kyle Shanahan was thinking that. Okay, you know, for a couple of days, and then he heard this news, and now Kyle Shanahan's like, "Yeah, we have Purdy and Lance. Yeah,
we could go get Zach Wilson if we want. We're loaded up here.
Yeah, that wouldn't take much. They don't have to worry about draft picks on that one. Let's just put it that way. No, yeah, they're not selling out the future to get Zach Wilson or his mom at this point in time.
Here's a couple of game-used footballs. Let's call it that. Yeah. Will he break the record for fastest Hall of Fame vote when you all get together in 5 years?
I don't even – yeah, well, whatever. It's a tie among, you know, like 14 or 15 guys. You know,
so. Yeah, just that, you know, that rapid of how fast you can get your arm up.
Stand up Tom Brady. And, like, if anybody, like, even starts to – well, he cheated. You know, it's like, stop.
Wait, hang on 1 second. Wait. Rob Parker is here. He wants to jump in. Hang on. Jason Cole, look at all. He cheated. He's not the great. Look at, he's the luckiest goat of all time. Thanks, Rob. Thank you. All right, very good. There you go. You know what I want?
I want to wake up from that.
Who votes? Let me ask you this. Who votes Hall of Fame that covers the Jets? Brian Costello? Is he the Hall of Fame voter? Who's the guy for the Jets? I want whoever votes for the Jets to not vote for him just out of general principle. I'm not going to know. Screw
Jets,
you.
The Jets guy is Gary Myers.
No, I want Gary Myers to say, no, I'm not voting for Brady
Gary
just
Myers
because.
Gary wrote a book that had Tom Brady on the cover.
So he paid that debt then. He doesn't owe him anything.
Well, he paid for the rights to use that photo. Which could be a couple $100.
So he owes him nothing. In fact, when you see Gary Myers this week, I want you to tell him, hey, I said you keep him out on general principle.
Keep him out on general principle.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
That's where we're at.
There we go.
Yeah.
Smith's got a lot of demands. There what can
go.
I say?
Yeah. I'm feeling that one. Or not. Okay. You want to go back to Derek Carr?
No, well, listen. Are the Jets? Are we getting Derek Carr or Aaron Rodgers? I mean, it's the kind of lady
well,
or the
I
tiger.
I know which one you want.
Yeah,
I'll say that.
Yeah,
that's pretty big. I love Aaron Rodgers playing golf and just like mattering. Yeah, not going to San Francisco. That's not happening. No, that one's not happening. I can tell you that because Green Bay is not going to let him suit up for the 49ers. That's just not happening. Could you imagine them having to go through San Francisco with Aaron Rodgers there? That would just drive LaFleur beyond crazy.
Well, he already can't coach in games that matter. I mean, what's the difference?
that is true.
And that's assuming he was going to get there with Jordan Love or whatever the next iteration is, which is also kind of a stretch.
Well, my other favorite part is the number of times that Aaron Rodgers screamed at him this year and just neutered him on the sideline. I guess I don't have control of my team anymore when I paid this guy all the money in the world. Yeah, that's how it works. You gave him $60 million guaranteed. He just became the most powerful person in your entire organization and is going to tell you everything to do and is going to mock you on the field about your game plan when he doesn't like it. And you can't do anything about it. Welcome to the NFL, Matt LaFleur. How's this going?
Jason Cole with us, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. All right, so I know you can't let the cat out of the bag, but any surprises coming our way Hall of Fame-wise this year? What do you got for us here? You got to give us something. We give you sandwiches.
What can I say about the Hall of Fame?
Did you get any Cowboys kicked out this year? Did any Cowboys get kicked out?
I don't want to tease how many.
Bob Lilly out of the Hall of Fame. Harvey Martin out of the Hall of Fame.
Tony Dorsett gone.
Stop. He had a good one.
Emmitt Smith gone.
Tex Schramm out.
Schramm is out. How did you get Tex Schramm removed? It was tough. It was really difficult.
I said all that stuff about how like he changed like three different franchises. No, not true. It's just, yeah, no. That stuff that he did with the Rams, that doesn't matter either. The Cowboys stuff, making him America's team. No, that stint he did at CBS where he made the game, you know, watchable. Yeah, that doesn't count either. Yeah, Schramm out.
Listen, gone. You can't find any of that stuff on the internet, so it's like it never happened.
Landry was the easiest one to get out. Can I say that? It was.
Oh, it was easy to get Landry out. Oh, why?
Yeah, because I'm like, who dresses like that?
Oh, okay. You know, all right.
It's a hell of a hat, though.
He was in the fashion wing of the Hall of Fame, and now he's out.
As I wrote in the Elway book, he was a God-fearing badass. I got to tell you that. That's about Tom Landry. In truth, I just thought he was, like, he just says 1970s football. Standing there with his arms crossed and that houndstooth hat on, you just sit there and go, this man is in total control of what he's doing.
And then
Dwayne Thomas goes, yeah, I'd like to smoke some dope. And Landry goes, well, how good is he? Sure, go ahead. Do whatever you want to do.
It's good advice. It's a way to handle a team. It's special rules, and we know that. Wait, I got one more that kind of goes off the Tom Landry thing. So Homer Simpson eventually got Tom Landry's hat and the Denver Broncos. Sean Payton is now the coach of said Denver Broncos. How does he fix Russell Wilson? Well, I don't know that he has the hat.
You know, this was a fascinating one because he set such a high price on the going there to coach, because he basically said to them, like, I need to have a more powerful situation than all of you, that because I need to be able to control this guy. And part of it is he had to get Russell Wilson to acquiesce to his demands and say that, you know, he'll do whatever, you know, Sean Payton wants him to do. I think that's going to include him having to drop some weight to get more mobile so that they can run some of the, you know, some of the stuff that he did in Seattle. Because you can't make him – let me take it back this way. Russell Wilson's always wanted to be a pocket quarterback. He wanted to emulate Drew Brees. Okay, he talked about that with Warren Moon and lots of people in Seattle, and he would complain about how much they were moving him around. But as Sean Payton even said in the middle of the season, get him back to what he does best. Well, if you're doing that, you have to then run bootlegs and rollouts to mix it in so that when he does stay in the pocket, he is effective, right? You can't have him be a sitting target all the time, because when you're 5'10" and you're a sitting target, it's easy to make life hard on you. So Payton has to be able to tell him, look, we're not going to leave you in the pocket like we did with Breeze, because you're not the same guy as Breeze. And that's a really hard conversation to have with Russell Wilson, because the guy he's always envisioned himself being is a pocket passer like Drew Breeze, the guy who he's admired for his entire career.
All right, so lastly, Jake, let me bring it back to what you had mentioned there before, because you were going to give us something Hall of Fame-wise.
Did you get the Derek Carr jersey yet?
I did not get the Derek Carr Jets jersey. I'm getting
that. Why is that not done yet?
It's not, because I ordered the Aaron Rodgers Jets jersey first.
Did you order, like, one for every member of your family?
Well, no, I ordered a different one because I figured I would get one right. I actually have a Gardner Minshew Jets jersey coming as well.
Oh, nice.
Are you getting one for Fireman Ed? That's what I need to know.
I'm getting Fireman Ed's jersey. It's actually going to be the one of those jersey switches. We're going to hold him up at the end, and I'm going to have his. He's going to have mine. So it's going to work.
Oh my God, that sounds so awful.
It's a jersey with a picture of him on my shoulders.
Two grown, out of shape men exchanging jerseys after a game. How awful is that?
Hey, they worked hard to cheer them to victory or another defeat.
All right, so give us something here. Earn your sandwich next time. Well, give us something Hall of Fame wise. What do you got?
I can't do this. Okay, I just can't.
You got to give us something. Are you letting Revis in?
I can't do that.
You sure? Yeah,
he'll lose his vote.
If you kicked out seven Cowboys, there's room for like seven guys.
Right, but
seven.
He's trying to kick out Cowboys. He's got to be there. He's got to keep his vote to be able to do that.
You think I stopped at seven Cowboys? You think I stopped? I went right to the top. I got Jerry out, too. They're all out. Jerry's out. They're all gone.
Wait, before you go, J. Cole, Jason's been working on a new impression.
Number one. Drew Pearson out. Gone. Goodbye.
I forgot. I had to get Cliff Harris out. I had to get Herb Adderley out. I had to get a lot of guys out of this. You know, forget what I have.
Oh, yeah. This was hard work. I don't know what I can or can't say, because I really try to be respectful. And I look, I really appreciate the question, and I'm more than happy to discuss it afterwards. Right?
But look, like, we're only on in 500 markets right now. It's not that big a deal.
Yeah. No. Yeah. It'll just be between us. I swear. Just between us. Yeah, only a few people will listen at this time. That's actually true. You only have a few people listening, even in those 500 markets. All right, never. Was that a shot? Yeah, it was. Look, they're announcing this thing next Thursday, right? So once it's announced on Thursday, I'm happy to talk about some of the stuff on Friday. So we'll tease next Friday's show, keep people coming back. You can ask me about both the Super Bowl next Friday, and you can ask me about all the guys who got into the Hall of Fame. Who are not Cowboys.
All right, very good. All right.
You said, they had Howley up this year. Do you know what the diatribe I went on Howley? On I just said, no, stop this. We can't do this. Chuck Howley, no way.
But he was the only player from a lose it. Get out. Get out. I've heard that 1,000 times. Get out. Take it easy, buddy. We'll see you next week. We'll talk to you.
Later.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news, with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts, as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo!
Live drop Friday. Instead of playing the drops normally here on the show, we say them.
This is suck on these big Irish bulls.
Wow, I don't know if you can say that.
I don't know
that you can say those things.
There's a guy on the floor.
This is either the best or the worst idea we've ever had.
It's the greatest thing ever.
Live drop Friday.
I've had sex with him like 50, 60 times on camera.
On camera!
Tonight's show brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at progressive.com.
Tell Alan.
I love it.
I'm going to be sick.
So, Kyrie Irving requested a trade earlier today. We'll have more on the Kyrie angle. I'll have it coming up. But I know, right? But let me just throw this out there now, right? This is the precursor to something even bigger. Because now we're going to spend a lot of time. Kyrie, where's he going to be dealt
Cleveland!
To? The Lakers are on that list. Potentially the Suns
are. Don't put that out there. The Lakers are not
and
available.
And the Mavericks are out there. Hey, Woj had it that they're talking to the Lakers.
Are you sure it was all the Woj?
You're going to get Kyrie. The Jets are going to get Derek Carr. We're both going to love it.
Yeah.
Did he have a picture of himself in his own tweet just to verify that was him?
It's possible. But, I mean, look, to some degree, you wonder, you know, the whole LeBron James pulling all the strings.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Set it all in motion.
So that's going to be the story now. But think about this for a second. We are in for something bigger in the offseason because Kevin Durant ain't staying in Brooklyn. Right, he asked for a trade last offseason. They couldn't accommodate him on it. He pulled it back. Kyrie pulled back his trade request. They came in. They played when they were healthy. They were playing fantastic together. Right, but you knew it was only going to last a little bit because that's how it goes with the Nets. So now you have no Kyrie and you have KD who is hurt. Do you really think Kevin Durant is going to stay in Brooklyn? He knows nobody's going to come there to play with him because he's hurt. They don't have the team there to challenge for a championship. So in the offseason, what's going to happen? Kevin Durant's going to draw a line in the sand and say, I want to be traded. And this time he will be. The Nets tried it with the big three. They're trading them away. They're going to trade Kyrie Irving, and they're going to trade Kevin Durant in the offseason. And KD's going to be somebody who's got a lot of interest in him because when he's healthy, he's still Kevin Durant. He's still a super duper star, and it will be a big frenzy on where's Kevin Durant going to go. But this is the precursor to that. It's like we get the appetizer now with Kyrie Irving, and then in the offseason it's going to be Kevin Durant. Because I don't know how many games then Kevin Durant's going to play the rest of the way for the Nets. How many? Five? Is he even going to come back at all? Is he going to come back just at the end to show everybody, hey, I'm healthy and I can play the last few games of the year? How many is he going to come back and play? Even though the Nets are having a pretty good season, what are you going to do? Your second best player wants a trade, and now can you carry him all by yourself? Can you really do that? How many more games do you really think KD is going to play? In the offseason, it's going to be, where's KD go? He's going to wind up getting dealt, and who gets him?
Well, I'd be curious to see how many teams step forward to get into the Kyrie Irving sweepstakes, but put that aside a moment, beyond the obvious negotiating tactic that this all is of, come on, you know you want to pay me a lot of money, I can help you win, or I cannot play at all. For Kevin Durant, I got to think at some point he's just shrugging. He'll be on social media tonight, so we should keep an eye out for that.
He already has been, I'm sure. I bet you he's one of those people with like that Shams or Woj account that looks like it's real, but it's not. And he's tweeting out stuff about KD, helping
Shams.
People
listen.
I was just wondering which Shams video you were thinking about.
Nicest thing anybody's ever said about me, Shams.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was wrong at a million levels, but we'll leave that for TMZ. Or maybe we won't. Maybe we'll get into it at some point. But with Kevin Durant, it's been a hot mess since he showed up there. All the expectations, all the hope, and then it's, all right, we don't really need a coach, but yeah, hire that guy, you know, the two-time MVP and Hall of Famer, and then they ran his ass out of town. And then they're playing really well together. It seems like it's clicking. It's like, all right, here they are. They're for real. And we were going to start going back to the counter of how many games the two of those guys played together based on all bold predictions of yours in the past, which, you know, whenever there was the six-man tag team matches with the superstars, the under hit on every one of those. And then he gets hurt, and now all of a sudden they suck, and Kyrie Irving wants out. Good times.
Telling you, get ready. KD's going to want it. No one's going to Brooklyn. He's got to go someplace else. Get ready.
Everybody wants to get traded.
Twitter it out about a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we get back into the biggest story of the day in the NFL. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
I wasn't even supposed to work today.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.